Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Happy midweek, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Can't believe we're in spring and rocking and rolling, and I've got a busy week this week. A little inside baseball for you people out there on the podcast-only version here that we do every single Wednesday. We got a new building. I am so excited that we have got a new building here in our metro area. It will be our new studio, storage. We're going to have a shop that's with it. It is really cool, and it's going to give us a great place to build out for future audio, video, all the different stuff out there. I'm going to be going out there today with my trailer, taking some stuff over there and getting ready to rock and roll on that project. This studio space is going to be state of the art. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. And it's going to give us the ability to do a lot of things we haven't been able to do in the past. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Partnered up with another construction company, and we have got this thing good. I think our local power company is putting in the power on Friday. I'm going to go over there and get some measurements and start putting some tools in and getting ready to do some set building over there. So I'm really excited for that. We'll have to deploy our tools over there, which of course takes a little bit of time, but we'll get that dialed in. Well, today I wanted to talk about something super important, especially, and this is a big one, with our air conditioning out there this summer. Many of us will be using HVAC, that's central air conditioning or heat pumps, to keep our homes cool. And with all the changes that they have made in the last handful of years, your best interest to save yourself a ton of money is to stay up on the maintenance of your system. Over the last few years, we have seen new refrigerants come in the market that are mandated by the government. We have old refrigerants discontinued being built or manufactured, and here's our problem. It used to be, oh my gosh, my outside compressor failed because I didn't maintain it, right? You throw a few thousand bucks at it and you're good. Those days are over because those outdoor units would be made with a different refrigerant that's in your system, which means you need to replace the entire thing. So there's where our issue lies. So it is in your best interest to save yourself, unless you want a new system and you're like, hey, I'm going to write it out. If it dies, awesome. I get that. But for many of us that don't want to spend $10, $15, $25, $30,000 on a new system, and yeah, they're way more expensive because, yeah, they're getting more complex as they get more efficient. So you want to make sure that you keep that thing dialed in, tuned up, clean. The outside unit out there, make sure you've got your shrubbery, anything, feet away from it, around it. Don't put one of those covers around it to hide it so you don't see it. That's going to reduce airflow, better chance of overheating something and burning it up, as well as it not working correctly. So make sure that any shrubbery, brush, stuff like that, 3 feet away, get as much airflow as you can. And when was the last time you cleaned that thing out? I like going up there with my leaf blower, blowing out the dust, the dirt, especially in the dry part of the season for us. But there is so much gunk that gets in there from just being outside in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to be the same anywhere else. Those coils basically outside out there where that heat transfer is, if those get dirty, Well, it's insulation around it. So you want that. Second of all, make sure you got a good filter going. And then third, have your HVAC tech out, the person that services your system, at least once a year to make sure that's looking good. Now, here is a little tip. In most cases, and this works especially with the company I work with, which is Pyramid Heating and Cooling here in the Portland, Oregon area, and down in Bend if you're down that way. These guys, if you sign up, and this is similar across the country, you sign up for their service contract, it gets you, one, a reduced service rate. Two, with them at least, and most others, it gets you on a priority service plan. So if something does go down and it's 100 degrees outside and there's 100 people in the queue that need their HVAC system fixed, guess what? You're in the preferred part of that list. So you're VIP towards the front. So a little maintenance will get you a lot of convenience as well. And a lot of them coming out with monthly plans or quarterly plans or once a year plans, however you want to pay for it. So having that service, keeping that going is going to save you a ton of money in energy efficiency with your power bill being lower because it's working at its best. And two, you're not going to have them come out, or a lot less of a chance of them coming out and having to do major work on it. They can predict and go, wow, this motor's about ready to go, or wow, this capacitor's ready to go. They do those tests and you can catch it. So you're not down. This is especially if you've got grandparents or parents that are elderly, aunts and uncles, those kind of people. Make sure they're ready to go. So get that service done. It's an important part of it. It's changing oil in your car. This will save you some serious money. Now, let's switch over to some interesting news in the home improvement world here. This happened a couple of days ago. Deckorators, which is a leading brand of the outdoor living industry, and they're a division of UFP Industries, announced that it has acquired the remaining operating assets of Moisture Shield Decking, a very respected brand in the decking and outdoor living market. Well, what's interesting is they bought them, which I thought was surprising to me considering Oldcastle owns them. And that was part of their outdoor living. So they sold them to Deckorators. I think that's going to be great. I think that's going to get them into a lot more businesses across the country through Deckorators. So I'm excited for them. That should be a good move for my friends over at Moisture Shield. I love Moisture Shield Decking. It's one of my two top brands that I have put in my house. What I like about this decking, and it's amazing, they're not paying me to say this, they never do, that it reflects heat. So when you walk outside on a hot summer day, it's cool like a wood deck would be, not like the other competition. So it's safe for your pets to walk out on. It's a really cool thing with their Cool Deck composite technology. So amazing stuff. And Deckorators is the new owner of that company. So probably get them on the show at some point to talk about it. And that's going to be an interesting one. Keep an eye on it. Another thing that I'm working on here, which is interesting, I want to hear your guys' comments. Send me a message over at aroundthehouseonline.com. I am doing my debate on internet in the studio. Do I go Starlink? Do I go Xfinity? Xfinity is cheaper, and it looks like that I really get faster service as far as upload-download speeds, but now I'm debating going, okay, well, Xfinity is cheaper right now in my area. Yeah, I'm thinking about how I want to go about that. If you have had any experience with Starlink, I'd love to hear it. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Send me a message over there. I'd love to get your tips on that. Something I'm interested in trying. I think that having that and where I could throw that and pull it down and take it over to my RV if I go camping could be interesting. But then I'm camping without my security system, so that wouldn't work well on the studio. But you see where I'm going with that. I like the portability of that. It's something pretty interesting.
Hey, America, get ready to rock the locks. This September 25th through the 27th, the biggest rock festival in the Pacific Northwest explodes at Big River Golf Course in Umatilla, Oregon. Three full days of nonstop live rock with over 25 bands on two stages, including headliners Godsmack, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Simple Plan. Plus Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, Tesla, Seven Dust, Candlebox, Dorothy, Jackal, Cowboy Mouth, and many more. Camping, food trucks, beer gardens, riverfront vibes. It's all ages fun for the whole family. And here's something special. You can hang out with Eric G. from Around the House all weekend long. Tickets and camping passes are on sale right now at rockthelocks.org. That's rockthelocks.org. Don't miss it. Pack your bags, grab your friends, and come from anywhere across the country to Rock the Locks. Tickets are selling fast. Eric G. will see you there.
I'd love to hear your comments on that. And you can do that aroundthehouseonline.com. Well, we've got a busy few weeks here. We have got a lot of new stuff coming on. And I'm really excited. We have a great interview coming up here this next week about a new TV show that is absolutely amazing. I was watching a little bit of it, and it is really good. Super excited to see what's happening out there. And then here's another tip, too. As you're out working on things and you're trying to save some money, because everything is expensive, as of today at least, it looks like we might have that war stuff over there in the Middle East. Looks like that could be chilling down a little bit, which I'm excited about. But what I'm thinking about here is, okay, oil prices going back down. Looks like they are so far. If that holds, then we're going to see materials and stuff going back down on price. These new surcharges that we're starting to see are going to be a little more interesting. So I'm kind of excited to see what happens out there, because my truck is not easy on gas like you guys. And of course, I live in one of the most expensive states when it comes to gasoline. Still not Washington State, which I'm happy with, but you know how that goes. Saving money out there, I'm liking that. I have been buying a lot of products on Facebook Marketplace that I need. Instead of going into the store and I see somebody's got some excess out there, I've been saving some money that way, which is good. But I don't know about you. Have you been fighting that Facebook Marketplace with the flaky people that don't respond back or don't get a hold of you or don't show up if you're selling something? So that's where it gets interesting. All right, guys, well, I'm going to wrap this one up. Thanks for tuning in to our midweek update this week. If you want to find out more, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. I got a busy day ahead. I'm going to be doing some moving stuff around and trying to do it without hurting myself, my shoulder, or anything else. You guys have a great rest of the week. Keep it safe out there. Keep your head up and looking forward to the weekend. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We're all over the radio. Take my
Hey, it's Eric G. with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.